This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi all.
Hi all.
You just don't watch YouTube, do you?
No.
You do not have like
only YouTube videos of music videos.
Really?
Mm.
What? So like, if you're about to, like, is it just a me thing? But I know it's not a me thing. It's a very chronically online thing. But when you're having lunch, you go home for lunch now. You set up the phone in front of you. What are you looking at?
When I eat lunch?
Yeah.
I sit on the couch and I watch Netflix or whatever.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have a podcast.
Or now.
You have a podcast on and there's nothing like to watch?
No.
That's so mental to me. I couldn't ever, I feel like I couldn't eat my lunch without watching.
I eat every meal sitting on the couch.
Oh yeah,
kind
so do I.
You know what I would like TikTok to do? Because sometimes I do watch TikTok, but it's annoying that it doesn't just automatically move on to the next video.
Yeah, there is an option to do that though.
I prefer that, yeah. I need to work on that.
Well, you have to swipe.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, watch a few. You know?
So if you hold down on TikTok and you just click auto scroll.
Dave knows how to do freaking
everything.
So then watch when this video ends, which is Don't Be Suspicious. And it'll just...
Okay, that's good. Okay, cool. That's
that sounded really good in my ears.
Sorry, I was just explaining that if you hold down a TikTok and click auto scroll, when the TikTok is done, it will go to the next one.
And will that be your setting forever?
No, you just turn... As soon as I've exited the app, it'll stop.
Ashling with the finality. Is that it for all?
Can I turn it off? Yes, you have to to commit now if you always want that to be a thing.
Yeah, Emma looks funny because she's in a regatta fleece and she's got a full set of false eyelashes on.
I do, yeah.
She's got a regatta rig out. Isn't that a thing?
Rig out. No, I need to change my clothes. Yeah, I'm off today.
I'm off for another sexy weekend.
Woo! To Knaresborough.
Knaresborough. I know it's going to be weird next Friday not flying anywhere. It's kind of boring now.
Yeah,
that's it really.
Yeah, I've nothing else going on. I'm going to a comedy gig tonight. And
I'm going to the afters of a wedding tomorrow. My first ever afters.
Where's the afters?
Balls Bridge.
Happy days. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Taxi home.
And then I have, what do I have on Sunday? Do I have something on Sunday?
Probably another date, yeah.
No, oh, do I? Maybe. I'm not sure.
See how today goes.
Yeah. that sounds like
podcast
experience. Oh my God, what we talk about if we all have boyfriends and girlfriends.
Okay, relax. I went on one date with the girl. Relax. And I'm very sorry to you if you're listening to this. I'm not that clingy. Just, you know, sorry about that.
He's been talking about you all week.
Shut up. No, I haven't. Don't say her name.
Flipper.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just want to wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
It's Friday.
Woo!
Thank God.
I know.
Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Oh, it was a fast week, but my God, I'm absolutely thrilled that it's Friday.
Yeah, so am I.
I saw on Twitter last night, I can't be exactly sure if it's today's date or yesterday's date, just depending on time difference. It was an American Twitter account that tweeted this. But it's 10 years around now since we all woke up to you two shoving their new album onto all of our phones.
No way.
Yeah, it was, I think it was the other day, and I heard someone talking about it, and they had like Bono on, and his idea was that he just wanted people to enjoy the music without having to pay for it.
Yeah, but you can't just do that.
You can't just assume. He's like, but we got a lot more fans off that. And I was like, yeah, but you probably lost 100 million fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think like a lot of things that they do, they're like, we got loads of fans. I'm like, oh, you also got a load of hate, though.
Yeah, loads. Yeah. They don't concentrate on it.
Bono in that way. I kind of get what he was doing.
You don't need to feel bad for Bono.
Yeah, true.
That is quite true, yeah. But I do remember, like, I remember getting, like, iTunes or whatever, and it was just this album, and I was like, what the hell? Like,
I was such a cheapskate. I was like, class, free songs.
No, where are
don't
you?
Need to buy. That's worth at least €12.
Oh, you're going to sell it?
No, I was just like, it'd be 99 cents for each of them.
That's so funny.
And did you listen through every single one?
I probably did.
No,
yeah,
you.
With absolutely no interest in
up
you
until,
too.
Remember recently I was chatting to you guys asking you for advice because when I got my new car last year, the year before, whenever that was, and whatever multimedia players in the car, whenever nothing was playing, bloody U2 songs.
That was the problem. It was like everybody's like core. I don't know.
It
like
just defaults to that. Say
yeah, on Apple Music or whatever.
If you wanted to do a podcast, or whatever, but you had nothing on right now playing.
Yeah, the car would automatically start playing U2. Like, I remember I went into my iPod specifically to delete it because every time I connected it, it was like
straight in.
Like I don't know, it obviously wasn't the song, but every time you connect, like it's a beautiful day. Shut up, Bono. Shut up.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Finn, good morning and welcome to the weekend.
What's up? Kind of.
Get through the workday and then we are free. Music biopics are getting weird, I think. I've really enjoyed over the last number of years, like Bohemian Rhapsody. All about Queen.
Oh, is that what a biopic is?
Yeah, it's about like someone's life or...
Yeah.
I never really knew what it was. I kind of thought it was a little bit like a... Almost like a documentary or something
kind
like that.
Kind of is. Documentary about someone's life, I suppose.
But like, it's played by actors. Like
yeah, by actors.
It's like a drama.
Like Oppenheimer is a biopic.
Right, okay. That's cool.
It's like a true story.
Yes, yeah. Right, okay. But played by different actors.
In like music world, obviously, Rocketman, the Elton John one, was brilliant.
That was fantastic.
And one I'd really recommend, which you can stream with the Now Entertainment membership, is I Want to Dance With Somebody, all about Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Absolutely loved that. I thought it was so well done, really, really good. But up next are both Robbie Williams and Pharrell Williams. Actually, yeah, two Williamses.
The Williams brothers.
Yeah.
Of no relation to one another, but both of their biopics were premiered this week in Toronto. Pharrell's is called Piece by Piece, and what's strange about it is it's not an actor playing Pharrell. Instead, Pharrell is played by a piece of Lego.
Oh no, is the whole thing going to be Lego or something?
It actually is. Now, it's directed by Oscar director Morgan Neville, who's apparently a very reputable guy. As I said,
in Lego.
International premiere in Toronto, composed entirely of Lego animation from the first frame to the last.
What?
And there's never been a non-fiction film like this before. What's really interesting is some really cool people were interviewed for it, like, you know, interviewed to be a part of it, speaking about Pharrell's influence on music and all the rest. The likes of Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Missy Elliott, Jay-Z, Pusha T, the list goes on. And I was watching an interview with Pharrell this morning about this, and apparently when the director sat down with those people to chat about Pharrell, not a mention was made about the fact that they would become pieces of Lego in the film, because I suppose the director worried that maybe they'd play up to that little bit, whereas they wanted the authenticity about it, basically.
Oh, so they're actually in it.
But they are turned into Lego. In it.
And can I ask, is he playing, when you say a piece of Lego, you might know the answer, is he like a Lego man or is he a literal block?
No, he's a Lego man.
He's a Lego man.
Yeah,
he's not a brick. Like.
No, he's a Lego movie.
No.
Sorry, when you said a piece of Lego, I was like, what the hell? He's not even going to look like a human.
Yeah, no.
No, think Lego movie type vibe.
It's so stupid though. Like, I know you'll disagree with this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch a Pharrell Williams biopic. I'm not going to watch a Pharrell Williams biopic where it's made of Lego.
But would the Lego not entice you more?
No.
Well, you know
what? Is that what he's trying to do? He's trying to get the kids.
I think I'd watch it more because it's Lego, because I'm like, that's strange.
Every show in the world, like Batman, Spider-Man, like all the Lego movie, they're all Lego.
Yeah, true.
That's true, I suppose. I suppose if I read that headline, I wouldn't watch it, but having done the deep dive to like tell the story and watching the interviews and stuff now,
yeah,
I'm definitely watching this.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm sold by like just doing a bit of digging on it this morning.
Yeah.
But another biopic that premiered this week at the same festival in Toronto is about the life of Robbie Williams. I thought we were kind of all done with Robbie Williams. He did his big Netflix show and we got loads of Robbie Williams recently.
I'd totally watch a Robbie Williams one. I feel like we'd take that and stuff like that.
If
it was
Robbie
Lego.
Williams is played by a CGI monkey.
Are you okay?
What does that mean?
That's a weird question to ask.
If Robbie Williams in the is played by a CGI monkey, but everyone else around him is human.
Is this what the Robbie Williams one is?
Think of Tones and I, Dance Monkey, Dance, Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey. Apparently he's always felt like a performing monkey since he was very young.
Oh, I see, okay.
And that kind of makes me roll
my eyes. So it's like, it's art.
Yeah, it's a bit of art, Dave, a bit of dark. And also I was thinking, it means he doesn't have to do a whole lot. He can watch everyone else do the bits, doesn't have to stand there and direct. He just
wants to do a bit of voiceover. Maybe he's a shy actor. Oh, sure, it's not obviously going to be him.
No, it wouldn't be him anyway, but it does remove... Maybe he wasn't happy with anyone else playing him. Maybe he didn't think anyone was good-looking enough. So he was like, we'll do a CGI monkey.
Isn't that like very Disney? Like at the end, he'll probably become Robbie Williams or something like that.
Become a real boy.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like it's like Pinocchio. What is this?
If you were to have someone play you, I was thinking if it was about my life, I'd want to be Ross at the Moorbeg and everyone around me be human. Like, so like if it's a bit of a show that a big Moorbeg sits down here. I'd really like that just for something different, you know?
Yeah, I kind of get that. It's very, very similar to Robbie's.
True.
That's the only thing. I'd like mine biopic to be like a silent movie. I would think that'd be fun.
Oh, interesting.
Just like black and white, silent movie, and me kind of like that slapstick comedy where it's like hit on the head and a big bump appears and like it just cuts to like a black screen with text that just says, ow.
What are they going to do for the radio bits?
Any ideas?
I'd like to be an egg.
I just love it. Yes.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Let's do it. Here's Kendrick Lamar and Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Mimi Webb is on the brain because she popped into us in the studio during the week. She was supporting Jonas Brothers at the 3 Arena. And here our chat with Mimi after 9 o'clock this morning here at Spin.
Well, first, guys, I have the best news for your weekend. This is going to set you up now for the winter, for the new season.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What's going on?
Flappy Bird is coming back. Hell yeah.
The crowd
guys, I'm going to need your support on this one.
The crowd goes miles. Wow.
Have you not been waiting for this since 2014
I don't think I ever played Flappy Bird.
Did you not?
No.
To be fair, it was good.
Cool.
Was that a desktop thing?
No, it was an iPhone thing.
Yeah, it was on the phone. Okay, oh my God, this is such a letdown.
It sounds like you guys played Farmville as well, did you?
No, I never played that.
Oh,
but
I did.
Flappy Bird was. It was a fun game.
All right, Flappy Bird.
For about 7 minutes.
Flappy Bird was a fun game. It was on the iPhone. It was, and other phones, I presume. It was basically like one of those ones you'd have to screen. You're trying to keep the bird up. Right. You don't want him to bash into one of the green pipes.
Yeah.
That's essentially the game.
That was it, but it was beautiful.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have thought of that? Because it's such as if I sat in a meeting and said, you know what we should do, lads? We should make a game for the iPhones where we're trying to keep a bird away from the green pipes. And I would be so scared to say that in case everyone thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, and then actually it worked. It probably made someone a lot of money.
This guy, he was like, we need to go with simplicity. And he made the most simple game in the world and it went super viral.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you a bit of the lore of Flappy Bird, a bit of the backstory, because I don't know if you would want to create a game as simple as Flappy Bird, and I'll tell you why. So basically, it was released in 2013 by this Vietnamese developer. He created it in a couple of days. Mm. Just threw it up there. And then in January of 2014, it just went mega viral. It was like the most downloaded game ever on the App Store. And at its peak, it was making 50 grand a day.
Yeah, wow. I remember sitting
Sitting ads. Advertising.
Right.
I remember sitting in college, literally not paying attention to any lecture, just playing Flappy Bird.
Yeah. And then Gutubbin, a month later, he whips it down.
Yeah.
1 month later, the developer whips it down. He said he felt really guilty about its addictive nature and its overusage. And afterwards, he was quoted as saying, I can call Flappy Bird a success of mine, but it also ruined my simple life. So now I hate it.
Yeah.
Wow. He hates Flappy Bird.
So he made his money and he ran.
Yeah, essentially. I think he didn't like it.
No, he hates it.
He got overwhelmed.
He also got like death threats and stuff because people are weird. But like, it went really, really viral. Like viral to the point of like the news we're talking
it's
about.
It's mad that like people, that even, you know, if that is genuine, that he genuinely felt a level of guilt for it. And that like people weren't getting jobs done or people's productivity was on the floor. That's kind of interesting.
That wholesome
guy. You don't hear that very much, yeah.
But at the time when they pulled it, like people who had it downloaded on their phones where it still worked were like selling phones on eBay for like thousands.
Wow.
Because it's still had Flappy Bird. Like, it's crazy. And people have kind of like recreated it and it's been pulled down and all the rest. But now this group, not related to the developer because he still doesn't want anything to do with Flappy Bird, they're called the Flappy Bird Foundation.
Okay. Oh, wow.
They've got the rights and the what's the other thing?
Exclusivity or whatever. Yeah.
They've gotten everything they need to re-release Flappy Bird into the world.
Wow. It's so funny because like when they got rid of it, it was still on phones. So like you can't, like,
you just couldn't download it.
You couldn't download it anymore, but it was still on phones.
Sure.
So like people were selling phones for like,
yeah,
I just said that.
But like, sorry, yeah. But like that was crazy. Like,
yeah, it was mad.
The amount of money they were going for was insane.
Yeah, so mad. So it's coming online next month and then back to phones next year. I don't know if it's going to take off like it did the last time.
I doubt it.
No pun intended.
Flappy Bird wasn't my kind of ultimate game. I'd say mine was Helicopter. Do you remember Helicopter?
I loved Helicopter. That was the first like iPhone game, I feel.
I used to play it on the computers in school and TY.
Very similar to Flappy Bird.
Extremely similar to Flappy Bird. Temple Run was another one.
Loved Temple
that
Run.
That was a biggie.
The only game I've ever had problems with are Wordscapes. We have to just guess
Nerd! Do you remember that one where you were given four pictures and you had to like say
that
what
was
the word?
Fun.
That was insanely tough.
Phrase. And I also quite enjoyed Solitaire to the point where I had to delete it because I was getting nothing done. Mm.
Solitaire is addictive too.
Very addictive.
Eight ball pool all the way, 100%. But then I remember on PC, they had like this addictive games website
and I
used to play aggressive alpine skiing and Park My Car 2.
Wow.
They were my favourite games.
You literally had to just park your own car.
I had to park a car.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
But like, they'd have gangsters shooting at you and stuff, and you just had to park the car.
Wow.
Yeah. But Gwyneth Paltrow would be brilliant points. In that game. Impressive.
Sunny Federa and OK now. This is Skiing on Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged. I've had a bit of a mare when it comes to my bedroom over the last couple of weeks. And reason being, when I get this, and you know, you always see those memes online where it's like, when you're lying in bed at night trying to sleep and you're like, where's my birth cert? And then you can't sleep and for days you're wondering where your birth cert is.
Where's my passport? Where's this, that and the other? Yeah.
Exactly. So I was heading to England last week, and do you remember the time after a few drinks I was in bed and forgot that I had ordered online a pair of Adidas red trousers?
Yes, I remember this.
I had double clicked obviously from an Instagram ad, and when they arrived I was shocked. What are these? And then it kind of all came back to me.
But you were delighted because you loved them.
I loved them, but I was like, I'm going to wear the bejesus out of them now because they were a few bob. And I shouldn't have spent that. Anyway, so as I was rocking out the door to head to Dublin Airport last week to go to England, I just had a thought. Where are my Adidas trousers? And it was going to bother me all weekend. So in that franticness of, I have a 10 minute window to sort this out because I really have to go. My room just became an absolute...
No.
Oh no. Like, right before you went away.
Yeah, I was grabbing like, you know, stacks of trousers and just pulling at this point, right? So I came back to an absolute nightmare on Sunday, and it's been one of those situations where it's gone from put everything back to maybe we'll just do an overall clear out again. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I called it to my housemate to the 5-point plan, and I'll have it sorted by Friday. So I was doing a bit a day to get it all back together.
Yeah.
So the hallway was kind of interfered with this week with my mess, right? So it's all sorted now. And I was honestly starting to give up. I had texted my family in Waterford. I'd text friends. Any sign of my Adidas trousers. And I was lying in bed last night just about to give up the whole gig, going, I don't know where, I actually don't understand how you lose a pair of trousers. Yeah. It was really lost on me.
Especially them bright red ones.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, they're like waving at you.
Yeah.
And last night I just thought to myself, now this is disgusting. Did you properly unpack from EP? Pulled out the backpack, lads. There they were. In the Electric Picnic backpack from what, a month ago?
Oh my God.
I actually nearly got sick. You should have seen you should have smelled.
Dartboard.
I was like.
Was there other stuff in there as well?
Just like toiletries, but they were in a little side pack and I was brought them for emergencies.
Oh God.
Straight into the wash, lads. You could smell them from here. I just think they were disgusting.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
An absolute whopper prize to go all this week on the show.
Yes, because we have massive prize for FlyFit. It is an annual roaming FlyFit membership and we want to give it away. We've given away every single day. They got 20 locations nationwide, making it easier than ever to access the gym, which is what you need, by the way. That's the only reason I joined my gym, is because it's so close that I can't have any excuse.
Yeah.
There's not a single excuse to not go.
There's got to be one near you here with FlyFit.
I always think it's funny as well when people do live close to the gym and they insist on driving. I'm like, you're just about to go do a workout.
Yeah.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Just walk.
Yeah, that'll be your warm-up.
So from High Rocks to Spin, yoga to Pilates, FlyFit have something for everyone, and we want to give away this last annual roaming membership now.
It's been a whopper all this week. Yeah. 5 of them to go. So Rachel is on. Dave's basically been popping into a FlyFit gym each morning on the show, doing something or trying to figure out what he's up to in the gym. And Rachel thinks she knows. Any plans for the weekend, Rachel?
Not much. Just chilling. I'm heading to New York on Tuesday.
Ooh, very nice.
Rachel, look at you. That's
any
unreal.
Any special occasion, Rachel, or just for a holiday?
What's going on? Just a holiday. New York and Mexico for a week.
Have you been before?
I have, years ago, when I was like, about 20 years ago.
Amazing.
And then you're going to Mexico for a week.
Mexico, then for a week. Class. Yeah.
God, Rachel, you have the life.
That sounds like the best trip ever.
Life or ride.
You have to spoil yourself every now and then.
You sure do.
Yeah, girl.
Absolutely do. And then when you come back from that trip, you can join the gym because America is very fatty food, you know, friendly.
Oriented. You can burn off all the hot dogs.
I'm going to need it, I'd say, by then.
Let's see if we can get you that FlyFit membership. You basically have to figure out what I'm at in the gym. And let me just do it for you one more time because I'm kind of hungry. Just putting a few coins in here. J7.
Are you going to go for the hunky doors again?
Yeah, them ones again. Just, I need to feed everyone in the gym.
Yeah, bit of a dairy milk vibe.
No, protein bar next, that's B3. And then we're going to go for Twix in A1. Rachel, what do you think I'm at?
I think you're at the vending machine, hopefully getting something healthy.
Yes, of course, protein milk and hunky dories and Twixes. You're absolutely correct, Rachel. Congratulations. An annual roaming FlyFit membership is on the way to you. Have an amazing trip away.
Yeah, you're just having a great time, Rachel.
Thanks,
I was just going to say, I'm jealous of your life. Everything for the next while is so set up for you. Have a ball.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye, cheers. Rachel.
See you, Rachel. Bye.
Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So earlier on, we were slagging somebody who guessed that you were playing air hockey in the gym based on the sound effects.
I can kind of see with the coins going in, maybe, you know, when it hits off the side. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I've got some more wrong answers here. Somebody said putting weights on the cable to do weight training.
Okay.
Someone said taking vitamins.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the like B3 and whatever.
Yeah, oh, fair.
Kettlebells, someone said. And then the best... The best one ever from Bart. And I don't know if this is a joke or not, but playing battleships. A1.
A1, J7. That's very good. No, I was putting in on the numbers on the vending machine.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Well done.
I didn't know that was coming either.
I know them all.
Welcome to the weekend. We're all
here. She made them.
That's me on all of them, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Get up.
Yeah. Good morning.
That was a good impression.
Actually sounds very like you. I'm headed to the airport again today and I won't get a chance to get home for lunch. So I was kind of pulling around bits from the fridge this morning because I was like, sure, I'll just have something decent in work. But this, I think, in this lunchbox might be a bit rogue. I'd like you all, and you listening are welcome as well, to rate my lunchbox.
Okay.
I haven't brought a lunchbox.
I don't know what it is, right? Ever since I was a kid. Lunchboxes
are icks.
Freak me out. Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah, I get that.
No matter what you have in there.
Do you want to hear this sound again?
You could have noodles in there or you could have broccoli and they will always smell the same when you open them.
You ready for this?
Do you know what? I never want someone else's lunchbox.
Oh, I hate it. The thought, you remember we used to put them in our school bags? I'll give you lunch money.
It's not about that, Dave. Now listen to my lunchbox opening. Oh, that wasn't great, but did you like it?
What was the point?
I don't know. I thought that would give you the ick. So in my lunchbox is an orange.
Okay.
A defrosted bagel that's gone reshaped, a bit funny.
Okay. Yeah. Is it fully defrosted this stage?
Yes, yes, yes. Cool. It's good.
You don't even have dividers. Everything is just like on top of each other.
It is, yeah.
You have your bagels touching your orange.
Yeah, you're beside your orange.
Yeah. I have a breakfast bar. Another kind of more bold breakfast bread that's a bit chocolatey in case I have a little chocolate craving.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
Okay, they're quite small.
Very small. And then I have 2 eggs in their shells for a bit of scrambling later today.
Oh, so they're not boiled?
No. I can't hear it. a lot of liquid roaming around there.
Look.
And just in case all goes wrong... A little sachet of oxtail soup.
I genuinely thought that was like...
What?
I thought it was fajita mix or something. She's going to put boiling water into it and just eat it.
Oh my God, that's really terrible, Emma.
You know, that's terrible.
That's a solid 1 out of 10, I'd say. And also,
you're having, first of all, microwave scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
ew,
right.
Everyone in the whole office is going to smell your eggs.
Lovely.
Yeah. Your eggs are also loose in the box beside the bagel. Did you ever think about what would happen if one of those eggs cracked?
I'd have to just go and buy lunch.
This is
ruined.
The most privileged thing I'll ever say, but eating that is like a Bush Tucker trial.
That was the most privileged thing you've ever said.
I have some stories for you right now on the show.
Mm.
The stories are to do with me and with women.
God, juicy, Dave.
Excellent.
And to be honest, these stories that I'm about to tell you, because they're little short stories, but...
A book by David Hammond.
If someone else was to tell them, I would say things like, you wouldn't get that out of me for love nor money.
Right, okay.
These are some embarrassing stories. Now, the reason I'm going to tell you them is because something happened to my friend the other day and I said to him, can I tell this story on air? And he said, only if you tell your embarrassing stories too.
Oh,
so
nice.
I said, okay, that's fair enough, right?
Deal.
So my friend and I were out we're on Dame Lane, we're in Stag's Head. We're chatting away. He goes in for a drink, he's at the bar. Girl comes up to him, right? And kind of brushes his arm.
As in with her handy?
Yeah, just like kind of brushes it by accident maybe whatever. And she says, sorry, you're really strong.
Oh, wow.
Oof.
And he says, well, I did just join a gym. And she says, No, sorry, I need a straw.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
And he stood there, just went, okay.
Wow.
And left.
I was like, this seems like a fairy tale dream that some girl would come up to him and be like, you're really very strong.
And so then I was thinking, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But then I thought, here are some stories of when I tried to talk to women in the past and I still wake up in sweats about it now.
This is gonna be fun.
One was quite recently. One happened actually yesterday and Aisling had to calm me down because of it.
This isn't the thing that I think I know.
This is the thing you think you know.
I didn't think this was coming to air. This is great.
Okay, here's what happened, right? I went on a date on Wednesday.
Yeah, you were absolutely chuffed with yourself.
Right, went on a date on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I was texting the girl on Instagram. And then I was like, hey, can I have your number?
Yeah, you overthought this so much. I said, just ask her for her number.
Yeah, we were all helping with that text.
Yeah, and she goes, yeah, here's my number. So I went to text. I was like, cool, I'll text you now. And then went to WhatsApp to text her. And I thought it would be really funny to text her saying... I thought it'd be really funny to text her saying, we should just be friends.
Now, to say that I told Dave, do not send that message. I said, David, if I got that message from a guy, even though it was like literally mere moments ago that you were talking on Instagram, I would have to do a full like examination with my friends on WhatsApp about what that means.
In my head, I thought it was funny because it was like, why would I ask for a number just to text her that?
No,
that's
terrible.
So stupid.
It's
like,
terrible.
See, when you showed me your screen and the only message in the chat was a message from you saying, I think we should just be friends. And you said, is that okay? I did laugh. Like I was like, that is funny. But then I did go, dear God, I hope he's going to say something else.
So then I responded with, Ash and Emma have made me clarify that this was a joke. And she was like, oh, I was wondering, to be honest. And I was like, oh, crap, okay. This kind of stuff happens to me on multiple occasions where it's just like I say things that I think are funny or like they're just, you know, spur of the moment, and I'll say it and it just doesn't land.
It took
this girl like a good 15, 20 minutes to recover from that message.
I understand that.
Yeah. She still thought he meant it.
There was another time. This is just me trying to flirt, okay? It doesn't work. I went into a clothes shop a couple of months ago and there was a girl working there who's always working there. And I remember she was just like, oh, we got this new hoodie I thought you'd like or whatever. And
What kind of service do you get in these clothes shops?
But I always talk to her or whatever. And I got nervous because she's very attractive. And I was just like, thank you so much. I was like, you're not paid enough to care about what I wear. Why did I just tell this girl she's poor? Why did I just say that? She was kind of like,
She's like, you have no idea what I earn.
And it's none of my business. No. But I was just trying to say, like, oh, sure, you don't have to worry about that. Like,
yeah.
She could be like, I own this shop.
Yeah, and it came out as, you don't get paid enough to care about what I wear. Not like trying to come across privileged or anything. It was just a slip of the tongue.
I get it. Why do you care?
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I was just trying to be nice. I remember some girl came up to me in a club and she said, can I have a lighter? And I said no because smoking kills. And she didn't find that funny. And
I think that was a good public service message.
Very good.
As soon as I said it, though, I went, "Why did I say that?
Yeah. She probably doesn't even smoke either. She wants to talk.
She was so good looking. I should have just went, no, I don't smoke. Sorry. And then the one that haunts me to this day was I came out of Pier Street Station. This was probably years ago, right? And there was this girl, really good looking girl, outside Pier Street Station, handing out leaflets. And I was like, Grant, I'll go up and get a leaflet.
Go on, Dave.
And chat away to her.
Yeah.
So I went up and I was like, hi, how's it going? And I kind of like went to take a leaf. And she was like, you want one of these? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and I looked down at the leaflet and it was for period pain.
Beautiful, Dave.
What to do with period pain. And I was like, cool, thanks for this. Gonna give this to my girlfriend. Bye.
Oh, David.
So those are some stories about how I probably shouldn't be allowed to talk to women.
No, I think you should absolutely continue.
I said, do not send your first WhatsApp being, I think we should just be the friends, to the girl who you have been excited about all morning.
It was a joke. Silly joke.
I come to you with some troubling news about a cat that is very dear to my heart, Mr. Plops. So Mr. Plops has been covered extensively on this show. She's got many fans.
You always have to think that new people don't know who Plops is.
Exactly. So I'll give a quick backstory. So Mr. Plops is owned by a restaurant on my street.
Yes.
And for the past year now, she's been frequenting my apartment via my balcony. She poos in my vegetable patch. And that's why she is called Mr. Plops. And we didn't know she was a she until after we named her Mr. Plops. So it just stuck. She's the best cat.
She is like the fourth character of this show.
I wouldn't be a huge fan of cats, but Plops is cool.
Plops is an exceptional cat. She's extremely loving. She's very playful.
Very
she's
clean.
Just so cute. Very clean. And she comes in for like large parts of the day, snuggles on the couch, plays with a cork on the floor. And we just love her, okay? My boyfriend Alex and I are obsessed with this cat. And the restaurant, I'm pretty sure, kind of know that she spends a good bit of time in our house. I'm not sure if they know how much time she spends. But I've always wondered and kind of worried what I would do if Plops, for any reason, got injured or needed some medical attention for any reason.
Because it's not your cat, but you've been looking after it as if it is your cat.
Mm. And I fear that this day has come, okay? And I need your help as to what to do, big time. So lately, Plops has been very agitated. She's been, like, shaking her head loads. She's been scratching at her ear. Her ears are kind of, like, flopping down.
Oh.
And just in general, she just looks sad. She just looks a bit
she's not
dead
herself.
In the dumps. Yeah. And after doing some Googling and, like, some having a look in the ear, comparing pictures, I've self-diagnosed Mr. Plops with ear mites.
Oh, no. Oh,
not
Jesus.
Great. Not very uncomfortable good. For the poor cat.
So not quite fleas, not as like contagious
as they're
fleas.
They're biting, obviously.
But they're little bugs in her ears. And it's quite common with cats. And I don't think it's like that contagious. Like, I don't think they're going to hop into my ears or anything. But I am kind of like, ew.
Yeah, I don't really want these around either.
I don't. Mm. And she's obviously like struggling with them. So they're not like going to like cause her any major drama,
but it's a lot of discomfort, very uncomfortable.
So Plops needs to go to the vet, okay? She needs drops. And I don't know what to do. And I genuinely would love your advice on this on 0877 11 1038. If I bring Plops to the vet, I really feel like I'm sort of catnapping her for a few hours.
But also, you'd have to pay.
I'd have to pay. I'd have to get a cat basket, which I don't have, and all the rest. Meanwhile, I could email the restaurant because it is their cat and ask them to bring her to the vet.
See, like,
is that a bit like...
You're not doing your job.
Not my place. Yeah. Like a bit like rude.
But also it's like when you originally said, oh, it's the restaurant's cat, that kind of frightened me because I'm like, what do you mean?
I know.
What do you mean it's the restaurant? Like imagine Emma David Ashing had a cat. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like the restaurant isn't going to bring her to the vet. And there's actually three cats. They probably all have the mites. They probably all need to go to the vet.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what to do. So I would love your advice. 087-711-1038. Do I bring it to the vet myself? Do I contact the restaurant? Is there a third solution?
Maybe there is, yeah. And again, explain your reasoning for not wanting to bring her yourself. Just the whole idea of you're stealing her.
You have to pay a couple of grand, I'd say.
I have to pay a fair whack, which I'm actually fine with. I'd have to take her away. Like, if anything happened in transit, I don't have a car. To get a taxi and a cat box, I don't know.
You'd feel like you're doing something really wrong by robbing her.
Also, what if they then bring her to the vet and then she's getting double dose of ear mite juice?
Oh God!
Do you know what I mean?
No good.
God knows what that'll do to the poor little thing.
I think that would be fine. To be fair,
she'd have six eyes tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So what should I do? Let's band together and help Mr. Plops this morning. 087-711-1038. Any advice, welcome. Regarding a certain cat by the name of Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops is my beloved. But I can't fully call her my cat because she is owned by a restaurant on our street officially. But she does come to my house and spends hours upon hours there pretty much every day. And at the moment, Mr. Plops is quite agitated and I have kind of self-diagnosed her with mites in her ears. She's all scratching the ears, shaking her head.
Not having a nice time.
She's got a little scabby thing in her ear. Oh, it looks sore. And she's definitely like up the walls with it. So I need to do something about it. I either need to take her to the vet myself or contact the restaurant and ask them to take her to the vet. There are pros and cons to each. So I'm looking for your help and advice this morning on 087 711 1038.
It's an awful situation to be put in.
It is.
You don't want to be known as a catnapper and you don't want to be cruel. So you need to act quickly on this and get some answers on this pretty promptly as well. Yeah. Okay, well, first off, Dylan was in touch.
If you bring the cat to the vet, it's going to cost you a few quid to get the cat looked after. And then when you come home, the cat's going to go back outside, go back to all his little cat friends and get them whites again. Pointless you're paying for it. Pointless you're taking them to the vet.
Yeah, fair.
If the restaurant does own other cats, he's going to go back to them cats and get them whites off them. Mm-hmm. It's pointless you doing anything for the cat, especially out of your own pocket when it's not your cat. But if I was you, I'd just close the window and stop him coming into your apartment.
Ah, Dylan, no.
Dylan's never seen Mr. Plop, clearly. You can't resist those eyes.
That's actually a very good point, though, about the other cats. And if they too have the mites, then you kind of are fighting a losing battle here and you probably do need to contact them.
Yeah, so maybe that is a job for the restaurant to get them all sorted. Yeah.
Well, we got a completely opposite text in from Roberta. She said, if you don't go to the vet and let the cat suffer, it's proper bad form, Ash. Do you love her or not?
Roberta! Oh my God, I do! Of course I do! It's not an issue. It's not the case of if I do go or I don't. It's if I go where the restaurant goes.
Yes.
How dare you?
It's kind of
question
like,
my love for Mr. Plops.
In my head, it's kind of like a why is it on you? Now, I know it doesn't matter that it's on you because you just want the cat to be okay and you're happy to pay whatever and make sure that... But you're basically wondering, is it your place?
Yeah, and I think the whole is it your place about Plops has been going on too long.
Yeah.
I think you need to call a sit-down meeting in said restaurant and... get some adoption papers.
Oh,
the cat is either yours or it's not. And at this stage, the cat is 90% yours. You need to just adopt the cat, Ash. It's time.
But how can she do that? But like the restaurant might be like, no.
Well, I know. I think that's what I'm afraid of. I think I'm afraid of them being like, actually, no. And please don't let her in your house anymore. I'll be like, no can do. I'm addicted to the cat.
Yeah.
Jody is standing by. What do you think Ashling should do here, Jody?
I think you should contact the vet and explain the situation and see if they could give you tablets or drops for her ears without actually having to bring her to the vet.
That's very nice.
That is a good shout.
That's smart, is what that is.
Because they might actually be like, do you know what? It's not her
cat.
But
then you don't feel like you're taking her away.
Abducting her, yeah. Can you do that? Have you pets?
Yeah, I have dogs, though.
Okay.
I've done it with my dogs.
Right, just not brought them in, but gotten the goods.
Just explained the situation.
I had a UTI last week, did an online doctor. They have an online vet situation.
Yeah, true. Off
the prescription. Yeah.
Do they have an online vet, I wonder?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Doing
an online
Zoom
vet.
Call with the vet and Plops.
Yeah. Here's the ear. That's
that.
Actually a great shout, Jody. I'm actually going to try that today.
Cheers, Jody.
No problem.
See you, Jody. Have a great day.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so we've got some sort of a task to be done today, but long term, what am I going to do? We'd love your voice notes for help on this. 087-711-1038. Because a cat that I love, Mr. Plops, who is owned by a restaurant on my street but spends the majority of its day in my apartment receiving snuggles and cuddles from me, has, I think, mites in her ears. Mm. She's very uncomfortable, not happy, scratching away. And I've been asking your help this morning on whether I should bring her to the vet myself or contact the restaurant who owns her to bring her to the vet, or just generally what I should do about the mites.
Yeah, there's a pros and cons to each, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Hannah, I think, is a vet, are you?
No, a nurse. A vet nurse.
A vet nurse. Oh my God, this is brilliant. Yeah. So what do you think I should do about Mr. Plops?
I just think email the restaurant, but you don't want to see her in any pain, and if she keeps scratching her ears, she'll eventually get the hair off around it
as well, and maybe
cause a infection. So I just think, email the restaurant, but book her in for... an appointment with a vet. But you can also, if she's not yours, there's charity vets around, the SPCA, mobile shelter, the Blue Cross. If you're worried about the money side of it.
Charity vets, that's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can go to a charity vet with her.
That's good.
And they're a little bit cheaper.
I honestly don't really mind about the money. It's more that, I don't have the means to bring her myself, I suppose, and I'm kind of scared to just, take her off-site without their permission. And I'm kind of nervous to tell them to bring her in case they don't bring her. But is there any way of bringing her, of getting the medicine without bringing her? Does it have to be diagnosed in-house?
No, it's only prescription only, so that would have to be private for you.
Would have to see the ears.
Yeah.
Detect the mites.
I'm sure the restaurant will be fine. Email them. I'm sure they'll get back to you, call them.
Okay.
When they're open.
And maybe they might split the bill with you.
Yeah,
they might split the bill. Or give you a restaurant voucher.
Yeah, give me a free pizza. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, best of luck with everything. Sounds like you're in a really fun job and you know your stuff, Hannah. Thanks a mil.
Yeah, thanks so much.
No worries.
See ya, Hannah.
Okay. Bye.
Talk to you later. Sounds like some decisions have to be made now, Ash.
It sure does. Okay, we've got a bit of intel now.
Rachel was on as well.
Ashling, I have a cat carrier and a car. I'm happy to give you and Mr. Plot a lift to your local vet.
Oh, stop.
Maybe it'll be the case that the Mr. Plot will be microchipped and then the vet can contact the restaurant rather than you doing it. And if he's not microchipped, maybe you can just get get the ear mic sorted there and then.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, maybe I'll set up a GoFundMe for Mr.
Oh,
Plus.
Just stop.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
so
such
sweet.
A nice offer. Yeah. Okay. I think first port of call is I'm going to ring the vet today.
You're right, yep.
From that, I'll decide whether to just maybe take Rachel up on the offer of the cap off or contact the restaurant. Mm. I'll let you know on Monday what I decide to do.
Please do.
Thank you so much. It's so helpful.
Some action today, though,
yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's on the list.
You've got some. You got to put on your big girl pants now.
It's a tough decision. It's a tough place to be in.
I know. It feels like such an adult.
Little random dilemmas that pop up in life.
There's a life in my hand. I just
want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
O-T-G-I-F.
Oh, my God.
What's the O stand for?
T-G-I-F, I said.
Oh, you said O-T-G-I-F.
Orange.
Yeah, I was thinking of orange as well. In fact, orange was so glued in my head, I was trying to think of something else. But yeah, let's go with orange.
I think you just stand it for O.
Orange, thanks God. Orange, thanks God, it's Friday.
Perfect.
Great. Brilliant.
Orange you.
Orange you.
Oh, no, it doesn't make sense either. Anyway.
Orange you, thank God, it's Friday.
You're going somewhere fun today.
I am, yeah. Going to Dublin Castle for a comedy gig.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
So random, isn't
it? It's really random.
This is obviously Fringe, is it?
Yeah, it's Dublin Fringe. He's like my favourite comedian ever. I've never seen him. I've only ever seen him online or in podcasts. Shane Dan Byrne.
I can't believe you saw him in a podcast.
Well, I've never seen him on a podcast. I've just heard him on a podcast.
But I've seen Shane live a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I've never seen him live. But he's brilliant. He seems so, so great. But I've never... So he's just after putting up on his Instagram, when he put it up yesterday, he was like, this week's show are in Dublin Castle in this little chapel. Do you know that chapel?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, I've actually been in there. I went in there once because they had it like open at Christmas because they had a gorgeous like nativity scene. It's a proper church.
It's a proper church. That's why I'm really confused.
And he's doing it there.
Yeah.
Is he taking the mic?
I don't know.
Okay. God, I wonder is he going to have to censor himself slightly because he's in a church.
But the next one was also there's no bar in the venue. Shocking, Shane. You're in... It's a church.
It's like, a chapel.
Of course there's no... Maybe a little bit of... You know?
Oh my God. It's like a beautiful little chapel as well. Dublin Castle. That's
so
crazy.
I'm kind of confused as to where to go. I don't know if he's joking, but I'm going to show
up. Are you going
to
kneel before you get into the pew?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, oh my God, you're going to have to genuflect.
Yeah, and bless myself when he comes on stage.
Are you going to... Yeah, you're going to have to bless yourself walking past the altar and everything.
He's definitely going to do a lot of priest jokes.
He totally
mad.
It's so
That's
weird.
That's real Dublin Fringe, though. Sure, last night didn't producer Callum go to a show in Bewley's?
Yeah, there's a theatre on the second floor of Bewley's on Grafton Street.
Oh, is that where Dermot Kennedy's we all be at Christmas?
Oh, that's actually...
No, because there's a floor below, so there's the cafe, and then you go up one floor and it's like a bar slash balcony area.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go up another floor and it's like the back rooms of nowhere.
Stop.
But then there's a little mini theatre in there with like 60, 70 seats.
Bewley's is so fun to wander around.
That's
there's so
cool.
Areas.
That's very cool.
Up Dublin, up Fringe.
Listen, Jonas Brothers were in town during the week. That was pretty cool. And on support was Mimi Webb, and she popped in to studio for a visit.
Hey Spin, it's Mimi Webb here, hanging out with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling, and we are joined in the studio by the fabulous Mimi Webb.
Woo! Good morning.
Welcome.
Girl, thank the hair's looking fab.
Thanks, my love.
Really suits you.
Life.
Going back to the Irish roots with the bit
I've been saying that all day.
Yeah, he's got red for us.
Yeah, I love it. Come here, let's talk before we go any further about the brand new single, Erase You, another absolute banger, real breakup anthem. Talk to us about it.
So Erase You for me is like all about that kind of like last farewell where you're just, it's just kind of one of those things where like, let's just forget about what went wrong. Like even in like a friendship, relationship, whatever you kind of want to like use it towards. But it's just that sort of like goodbye, you're gone, you're done.
Yeah.
Like very sassy, but it's just kind of like the last stern word, I call it.
Yes. Almost like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Time to just leave that in the past now.
Yeah,
on
exactly,
you.
Yeah.
Well, it's an absolute banger, fair play.
Emma has met you 3 times. I don't know if you're aware of this, Mimi. We have only met you once before over Zoom. So since Emma and you have met 3 times, Emma, I'd like to quiz you on Mimi, if that's
sure,
right.
Sure, absolutely.
What's
she
Mimi?
Knows way too much about you. It's kind of weird.
It. What's Mimi's full name?
Amelia Ann Webb.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. What age is Mimi?
She was born in the millennium, so she's 24 now.
24. Yeah. And where's Mimi from?
She is from South London, a place called Sugar Me Bugger. I know this.
Remember, think of the rugby
think
shorts.
Think of the trousers. Think of the trousers.
Canterbury.
Well done.
Yeah.
Are they all spot on?
Yeah.
All right, deadly. Mimi.
Weed.
What's Emma's surname?
If leave you really know each other that well.
Leave her
I know this. My notes are left in the other room. I need to quickly go check.
Nolan.
You were so close with notes.
Nolan.
Nolan.
Oh, stop giving
Nolan.
An answer,
Nolan.
My God.
This is embarrassing, Nolan. Why am I nearly up?
All right, Mimi, what age is Emma?
Emma's 26.
Oh! I'll take it.
She wishes.
She is.
I knew you'd like that one.
I think she's nearly 42 at this stage.
I'm 31.
Where's Emma from?
You're from...
Right
next to Cork, we had this conversation before.
Near Kenmare.
Yeah, well, your family's in Cork. I'm in Waterford. Yeah.
How do you know Kenmare?
My family from there.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very
What is your connection to Kenmare?
So my dad and all his family.
No way, your dad's from Kenmare.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So you are here not to visit Kenmare, but because you're on tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I'm so happy.
Are you like, is this very surreal? Did you grow up like listening to the Jonas Brothers, watching Camp Rock? Was that
Gosh,
were
yeah.
the Jonas
Literally,
Brothers?
That is it for me. I feel
well
like
done, Ash.
Thanks.
Yeah, I feel like it's crazy. Like I watched them perform last night and I just thought, oh my God. It's just like Camp Rock.
They picked you.
Yeah, it just makes me like get emotional. You know, just, as a child, I just loved Camp Rock and I loved all the songs they released as a band.
Yeah.
Even when they did the Camp Rock.
Oh no, I literally, that's the TikTok I'm going to try and do at sound check. I'm going to walk around just marching.
Please do
that. God, you need to get them in with you.
Yeah. Amy, have the arena absolutely packed out when you're supporting them as well. It must be cool to be like on that real
Oh my
stage.
God. Yeah, literally, like I think I love Dublin so much that so just to be able to get on an arena stage with everyone and the crowds are always so good, so I think it's going to be crazy.
How did you find out about the Jonas Brothers supporting them? How did that phone call go?
It was like 3 months ago.
Quick turnaround, eh?
Yeah, maybe three months. They were like, because they asked me to go on their Royal Albert Hall show before.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So I couldn't make it because I was on my Europe.
You're like, sorry, Jonas Brothers, I'm busy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on my Europe tour, so unless I would love to have gone, though. But, yeah, so it was so cool to be able to make this one work. So, yeah.
You've only done one night with them so far in Belfast last night, yeah? Dublin tonight.
Yeah.
So far, and I know this is a tricky question, but who is your favourite Jonas Brother?
You get us. They're all so great, but I'd say Joe. I'd say.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you answered. I was afraid you were going to sit on the
fence. They're all great. I mean, but the thing is, Nick had his solo career, which I loved the songs that Nick did as well.
Jealous was great, I think.
Jealous was so good, and Closer with Tove Lo. Like, that was so good. And
hey, it's Joe, though. Yeah. It's Joe. The other lads are getting
along. Yeah, I think I was just a Camp Rock, you know, the duet.
Yeah, he was the main protagonist, wasn't he, in Camp
Have
Rock?
Have you met Frankie?
No. Who's that? Is that their younger brother?
Yes, their younger brother.
No.
I just remember from the Jonas show on Disney Channel.
Right, okay.
He was a great character.
He's
in
a great
that.
Character, yeah.
Well, listen, we do have Mimi Webb in studio. She'll be right back with us after this.
Hey, Spin, it's Mimi Webb here, hanging out with Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin.
Mimi, obviously, on the back of, we were just talking a few minutes ago about you supporting the Jonas Brothers and this big arena. Like, looking ahead to the future of your career, obviously, we only had Coldplay here with us recently in Dublin and the big fanfare at their gigs.
Yeah.
If you had, like, unlimited budgets and, like, Crow Park to yourself for one of your gigs, what kind of bells and whistles would you be throwing at the gig?
Would you be doing a pink? Would you be flying around the place?
I think that would be really cool to do. I mean, I don't know if I'd fly, only because, like, I think I'd look absolutely awful.
No, you wouldn't.
What about dancers?
Yeah, get some dance.
Male or female? Sexy male dancers.
Like,
mix it up.
Mix it up, yeah. And then I'd get some, because I like the way they have the big like balloons in the air.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I want something cool like that. Confetti.
Lights.
Pyro. Oh, yeah, definitely fireworks. Bit of fire for House on Fire.
Yes.
Maybe like a Jello shots going around the room.
Love it.
Just to get everyone going.
Why not?
Exciting.
Yeah. Come here, we have a producer who's also English, okay? And he says a lot of words that I just don't understand why he says them a certain way. So I'm trying to think if it's just a Callum thing or if it's an English thing.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some, all right? How do you say this word?
Six.
Oh! It's like Callum!
That's an English thing.
Six.
The sixth. Like S-I-C-T-H.
Do you know there's an X in there?
Sixth.
So we would say sixth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Six and then TH.
I think I'm not always around it.
How about this one? This might be just a northern thing because producer
I think I know what you
northern.
Say. Go use, right? With
no.
Us.
Us.
Who goes to you?
Say.
No, we would say us as well, but Callum would say.
Sometimes I go use.
No, yeah, but Callum would say.
A Dublin thing.
It is, but Callum would say us.
Us.
Like us, U-Z.
Where's he from?
He's from Nottingham.
Yeah, no, I'd say us.
Okay, fair enough. And then last one, what do we got?
Scone. Some people say scone.
Yeah, this is where the Kenmare, now your Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have scone.
What would you say, scone?
Yeah, we'd say scone. You have to say scone.
A scone is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds mad.
It's mad. Mimi, every time we get somebody on the show, we like to play this kind of game where we make puns of their name and do like kind of quick fire questions. So you're not out of the woods with that one. So your name is Mimi Webb.
Yeah.
Quite a handy one for this game. There's been a lot of material for this. So I'm going to start off with this question. PP Web, when did you last use the loo?
When this morning.
Perfect.
Cool. Great answer.
Good to know.
Just, you know, guys, like, I did go for it.
That's quite all right. You don't need
this later and be like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Watch the article. Mimi Webb last peas this morning.
Wikipedia page, update it now. Let's go.
Okay, Mimi Debs, which is like basically your prom. Did you enjoy your prom and what colour was your dress?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so my prom. So I left school at like 16. So then the prom would happen for sixth form. So like 17.
Not sixth form, no.
Sixth form.
So you said sixth there.
So we would like do... they would do that year would be the prom. So some of us had left, so we still got invited to the prom.
Okay.
But my first ever boyfriend had a new girlfriend. So she was, I knew she'd be there. So I was like,
not loving life.
I was like, this isn't, yeah.
I need
so
to
I've
look
got a sparkly. So I actually wore my mum's 40th dress.
Class.
Cool.
And she got it tailored to me, and it was like this sparkly silver, and I had my hair all curly, and it was like just one arm, and it was gorgeous. And I turned up and I was like, yes, let's create chaos. I was like, I choose chaos today. Ex's girlfriend.
I love it.
I was just not having it.
Girl, write a song about that. That's
honestly,
unreal.
I actually should, to be honest.
Oh my God, yeah.
I remember on my way in the car, just sitting there like, oh, here I go. I'm walking in. She's going to be there. Stole my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, no, seriously, write a song called The Prom, please.
I need to hear
The Prom.
Really I didn't go to my own one because of similar drams.
Oh my God, really?
My friendship to my ex, yes. I sat it out.
No.
I'm not going.
No. Did you not know? So you got to turn up. You got to show them what they're missing.
There's a difference with the Gen Z.
It's so funny. My friend actually went up. So I was like, she just to let you know, me is over there. And I'm there like looking across the table like...
Being all fabulous.
Yeah.
Listen, Mimi Webb, an absolute pleasure to have you here with us. We can't wait to see you back in Dublin soon, doing your own big three arena gig, hopefully in the near future. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the new single.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, it is 9:27 on a Friday, meaning.
One more tune.
Once a week, myself and David Aisling, we go head-to-head on One More Tune. Our job is to choose a song we love. Your job is to choose the song you like the most and want to hear play in full at the end of the show and officially launch the weekend on Spin. I'm a huge Katy Perry fan.
You're a huge Katy Perry fan. A Katy Perry fan? Callum, what's coming up in 10 minutes? Is it the worst bits?
Okay, I'm a huge Katy Perry fan. Not so much of the new stuff now so far, but we'll see why the album goes. But at the VMAs the other night, she performed like a montage of all her hits. And ever since, this is stuck in my head. Okay, that is E.T. from... I'm not even trying. 087-711-1033. If you want to hear it in full, please get your WhatsApps over with the word Emma.
Katy Perry, what you said, cool. Yeah. I have gone for a bit of a rogue choice. I kind of can't believe this is allowed. It's this.
What in the Evan Nolan? Is that crap?
Yeah.
Is that crap? That is called dubstep, Ash. And I've been a dubstep fan all my life.
No, you haven't. You've no emo songs left, so you're robbing all my tunes. That's exactly what's going on there.
That is exactly what's going on.
What this song is called?
It's called Bangarang. It's by Skrillex, the guy who had long hair and shaved to the side a little bit.
Yeah. Also went out with Ellie Goulding for a while.
Oh, yes, yeah. That was a weird time in history.
Such a nice song.
So that's what I've gone for. It is an absolute tune, and it'll properly get you ready for the weekend. If you want Skrillex and Bangarang, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
It doesn't even feel right you saying that.
Sorry, it is weird.
I just know that the song that's coming next is the polar opposite. Just put this music up a little bit more.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And then let's go to Aisling's song.
It's all about to change. I've gone for a classic from my genre. Here it is.
Oh, Christ. What is it?
that.
That is Brit. Take that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Granny.
Skrillex, sit down. Take that. The three of you, the four of you, whoever many's left, up you get. That song is called These Days, and I am
and it's terrible.
Honoured and privileged to bring it to you this morning as my pick for one more tune. And if you'd like to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
You've gone for Katy Perry, I've gone for Skrillex, and she's gone for Gary Barlow.
God help us all. All right, Katy Perry.
Everyone's
and
granny's favourite person, Gary
it's
Barlow.
Win. It is going to win.
It probably bloody will as well, Dave, for Christ's sake. All right, I've gone for Katy Perry and Kanye West with E.T. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Please, 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 please.
I've gone for Skrillex and Bangarang. It's Dave in a WhatsApp. Same number.
Oh, don't you want to hear it in full?
No.
It's Take That and These Days, 087-711-1038. I'm being bullied over here.
No.
The only thing that you can do now is vote for me, Aisling, in a WhatsApp, please. Thank you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Producer Callum's been off for the last few weeks. Interim producer Hebe was looking after the worst bits of the week. So I am scared, to be honest. Welcome back.
Yeah, she was probably
bits.
Really nice to you, and the
no,
worst bits was
actually
just like fluffy bunnies and that. But no, what a week it's been. It's good to be back. Dua Lipa's announced that she's going to be playing the Aviva in 2025. The Late Late Show's back tonight.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And
don't do it.
There couldn't possibly
don't
be any.
Don't do it. No. I'm telling you, don't do it.
It's stupid.
It's 97 days until my birthday.
Great.
Oh, whatever.
Literally, there's nothing in my life
Thank
to
God.
Look forward to apart from my birthday.
97 days away. I just thought it was going to be something Taylor Swift related.
I'll give you that song.
I could have done something about Taylor Swift winning seven
no,
DMAs.
Don't care.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Happy birthday, 97 days, by the way, because I'll forget.
Yeah, get that out of the way now. Yeah.
Dave really put his foot in his mouth on the show at the start of the week.
Like foot and mouth and stuff.
After, if only that came back.
No, not the disease, sorry, but isn't that a saying?
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that a saying?
Got your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I got my foot in my mouth.
I thought you meant the disease.
I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
We were talking about
emojis.
Yeah, merging emojis so you could put two emojis together. And you were looking for putting your foot in your mouth, but you just said foot and mouth.
Classic.
No, thank you. Emma got way too personal this week with her underwear.
Oh, Christ. Comfort kind of is more important now.
You do have a new boyfriend now, Emma, so just be careful.
I know, don't worry, y'all. Lads, this is way too much
information. She was about to give up, voluntarily give us the information and then gave out to us.
I loved
that moment.
That was a really scary moment.
It was like you were about to say whatever and then you just kind of stopped yourself and you were like, lads.
No, don't worry, I'll have lovely ones for him.
Hold a minute, I'm on the radio. Let's take a moment to hear the world's worst Hagrid impression.
Hurry up, you'll be late. Train's leaving. Thought you were leaving without saying goodbye, did you? You could always threaten him with a nice pair of ears to go with that tail of his.
I think that was bad. I was proud of you.
No, I actually thought it was terrible.
Yeah, there's
quite bad.
No Hagrid in there whatsoever. And finally, Emma told us about her favourite song on the Spin playlist.
Angel of my dreams.
Do you like that song?
I love that song.
I actually do too, but Emma doesn't.
No, it's terrible. It's not charting either.
Poor Jade.
Just hold on a second. This has just dropped into my inbox. Play clip 5 there, please, Emma.
Angel of my dreams.
Wow.
God, it's a terrible piece of music.
Well, that would chart.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Callum, thank you very much. Okay, back to this. I'm going to need your help. I think badly. Come on, let's be cool spin. Let's not take the win on this week. I'm going for Katy Perry and Kanye West. This is E.T. In a WhatsApp, please get your votes into 087-711-1038. Seriously running out of time here.
Or how about this? It's called And if you'd like to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. Oh!
I hated that.
Come on, Aisling.
Guys, we need a bit of diversity and inclusion on this show. I've gone for Take That.
Boo.
Gotta live for these days. Guys, come on. And we got to show how dynamic we are. We can have Calvin Harris and we can also have Gaza Barlow in the house, on the decks. It's Take That and These Days. If you'd like to hear it in full, it is Aisling and WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. I need to win more than ever today.
Who employed her again?
I know, I don't understand it.
Your boss.
I feel like this was our most rogue one more tune ever. I went for one of my classics. Dave robbed Bangarang from me.
You made it, did you?
I did, actually. Yeah.
And I think I went for one of my classics. I went back to my roots, Ultimate Cheese. Proud of my choice.
Do you have our results in?
Yes, it was very eclectic today. You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Katy Perry, Kanye West, E.T. Dave went for Skrillex and Bangarang. Aisling went for Take That These Days. I can tell you in last place, Dave Hammond in Bangarang. 15%.
Are you serious?
Stay in your lane, sir.
What's going on, Dublin?
With 30%. E.T. Take That again in played on
joking.
And I'm getting fired.
Back to cool music with Michaela next. Have a great weekend and talk to you on
what
Monday.
What a diss. Good luck.
Enjoy.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye. Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Crying away the sadness in your eyes.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.